We travel now to Iraq's northern border and across to eastern Turkey. For the last 20 years, rebels in the Kurdistan region there fought a bloody civil war against the government. At least 30,000 people died. The rebel group was known as the PKK. Since the arrest of its leader 5 years ago, the PKK has formally ended its demands for an independent Kurdistan. Still, both the U.S. and the European Union classify it as a terrorist organization. NPR's Ivan Watson has this report from the remote Kandil Mountains, where he went looking for the camps of the PKK.
To reach the PKK's camps, you have to hike for hours up steep, rocky trails past a breathtaking landscape of waterfalls, snow-covered peaks, and cliffside farming villages. Up here on a windswept hilltop, gray-haired Kurdish guerrillas spend their afternoons playing backgammon on the floor of a crude stone hut. Throughout the 80s and 90s, these PKK guerrillas from Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran fought hard to try to carve out a Kurdish state in the Middle East. But it's been 5 years since the movement declared a unilateral ceasefire, and today these Marxist guerrillas that once fought for control of southeast Turkey appear to be facing an identity crisis. To start with, the leadership is in the middle of a power struggle that could erupt into violence.
We're trying to solve our problems by peaceful means, peaceful dialogue.
Osman Öcalan is the brother of the PKK's imprisoned leader, Abdullah, who still has a cult-like following here. Öcalan just returned to these mountains 2 weeks ago, after he and 50 of his supporters were briefly banished by a conservative faction within the PKK that accused Öcalan of selling out to the U.S.
The conservative socialists say that we are on the American side. They say that Osman Öcalan and his friends surrendered to the American forces.
The bald 45-year-old leader speaks to visitors in a cave-like bunker, where he now lives with an Iranian Kurdish girlfriend half his age. Öcalan says the PKK's founding mix of Marxist and Kurdish separatist ideology is old and outdated. Today, he has embraced the American overthrow of Saddam Hussein, and he insists democratic reform is the key to helping Kurdish minorities in Turkey, Iran, and Syria. But conservative PKK members at another camp disagree. Their worldview is one of Marxist struggle against imperialism. Cihan is a 30-year-old guerrilla from Istanbul who was injured 3 times fighting the Turkish military. The veteran denounces what she calls U.S. imperialism in the Middle East.
What the Americans do is like they create a problem and then later on say, we will come and solve it for you.
Roughly a third of the PKK's fighters are female, a sharp contrast from the male-dominated society in the region. Here, groups of women in khaki uniforms patrol the hills armed with Kalashnikovs and radios that play Kurdish music beamed from Germany. This fighter proudly shows off the hand grenade strapped to her belt. Though the PKK has been here for years, its members continue to live in Spartan, camp-like conditions. It's part of an indoctrination process that requires guerrillas to give up their names and adopt aliases. This high school dropout left his family in Istanbul and joined the PKK with an older friend when he was just 16 years old. The teenager, who goes by the codename Baran, says he has no regrets.
PKK hayatı bir üniversitedir ve ben o üniversitenin içinde yaşıyorum.
The PKK life is like a university, and I'm inside that university learning.
The guerrillas here say they would like to make peace with the Turkish government and someday go home to their families. Osman Öcalan says very few members agreed to a recent Turkish amnesty deal that offered jail sentences to PKK fighters who surrender themselves.
I do not want to go back to Turkey to spend 20, 15 or 20 years of my life in the present.
Over the last year, Turkey pressured U.S. forces in Iraq to act against the PKK. Washington has promised to break up what it calls a terrorist movement. But for now, the U.S. military clearly has its hands full, fighting insurgents in southern and central Iraq. Meanwhile, the PKK is preoccupied with its own internal battles in the mountains. And for now, Öcalan swears his supporters will not clash with the Turkish military or the U.S. Army, except in self-defense.
We do not want to be attacked by any forces. But if they try to use the violence, so they will be like the explosion, like the atomic bomb in the Middle East.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.